U.S. Army Captain Christopher Petty will be buried today. The ceremony is at Arlington National Cemetery. Petty was just a few weeks into his second tour of Iraq when he joined a convoy from Baghdad to Najaf. He was killed by a roadside bomb, which is a familiar story in Iraq. But every time we listen to one of these stories, we learn the story of a different American life. We're hearing Christopher Petty's story from reporter Eric Kneeler.
For Christopher Petty, the military was in his blood. Petty's grandfather commanded artillery troops during World War II. Another relative led militiamen against the British during the Revolutionary War. Uncle Ralph Petty said that for Christopher, being an army officer came quite naturally.
When Chris was commissioned, his grandfather pinned his lieutenant's bars on Christopher. The whole public heritage thing and then military heritage in our family is quite amazing.
Christopher Petty grew up overseas as the son of a foreign service officer. Athletic and outdoorsy, he struggled to finish high school in Northern Virginia, but later joined the Army ROTC while a student at Marshall University. Petty had planned to make the Army his career. In 2003, he led his men into battle in northern Iraq. He later rebuilt municipal water projects and helped organize local elections. Ralph Petty says one memorable family photo shows Petty wearing his body armor and helmet while holding a little baby lamb in his arms.
Apparently, he had settled a dispute between two landowners, and the landowners had presented him with this lamb as a gift.
Petty came home to Fort Hood, Texas in 2004 to his wife Deborah and son Oliver. The couple had their second boy, Owen, just 3 months ago. As Petty's unit with the 4th Infantry Division prepared for a second deployment, Petty was not obligated to return.
He had the choice to get out, and he grappled with that. But in the end, he was unable to allow this group of men that he had worked with for so long to go back without him.
Family members say Christopher Petty was torn about leaving his family to return to Iraq, and also torn about the reasons for going to war in the first place. Father-in-law John Hunt says that, in the end, Petty's duty to his men was stronger than his own misgivings.
I think he feels that perhaps we were misled into the war. But nonetheless, he was determined that he had to do his part to defend the country and do what he was told.
When he returned to Iraq last month, Petty commanded a unit of about 200 soldiers. On the day he was killed, Petty's convoy was on its way to check a school rebuilding project. Hunt says Petty will be missed.
Chris was a great father and a great husband to my daughter. And I respect also his mission in Iraq, though I could also have wished that he hadn't gone back for the second time.
Hunt said his son-in-law's legacy was a willingness to help others and love of his country. The family says goodbye today at Arlington National Cemetery. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler.